Great Grandma's Funeral by Jane McBride Choate, based on a true story. Ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Lori Baldwin wiped the tears that stung her eyes during the long trip to Denver. Great Grandma, her mom's grandma, had died yesterday after being sick a long time. The whole family, Lori, Mom, Dad, and Lori's two older sisters, were going to the funeral. When they arrived at Great Grandma's house, Lori met the cousins, aunts, and uncles who had gathered there. "How are we going to put together a funeral in only 2 days?" Aunt Christie asked. "We don't know anyone here." Mom didn't look worried. "I know where we can find help," she said, reaching for the phone book. Lori listened as Mom called the bishop of a Denver ward and explained the situation. "Why did you call a bishop?" Lori asked after Mom replaced the phone. "Great Grandma wasn't a member of the church." Mom was the only member of her family who belonged to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. "Even though Grandma wasn't a member of our church, we can still ask for help in preparing for her funeral. That's part of belonging to the church, being able to go anywhere and know that there are people who are willing to help us." Lori would always remember that. Soon the phone started ringing. Her mother spent the next hour taking calls and making others. She was smiling after the last one. "Everything's taken care of," she announced to the family. "The bishop called some people. The Relief Society president is going to arrange a meal for the family after the funeral. She'll also find someone to play the organ and lead the music." "Why are they helping us?" Aunt Christie wanted to know. "We don't live here. We don't even know them." "In our church, we call each other brother and sister. That's because we're all brothers and sisters in the gospel and help each other whenever we can." Lori thought about that. Brothers and sisters in the gospel. She liked the sound of it. Mom spoke at the funeral and told some things about her grandmother's life. A lady with a pretty voice sang "How Great Thou Art," hymns number 86, which had been Great Grandma's favorite song. Mom was crying and smiling at the same time. After the funeral, Mom thanked the bishop and everyone who had helped with the music and food. "I don't know what we would have done without you." The bishop took her hand. "We were happy to help. Your grandmother must have been a remarkable woman." Lori heard the quiet sincerity in his voice. The family spent the rest of the afternoon and evening talking about Great Grandma. "I want to find out more about your church," Aunt Christie said. Lori listened as Mom began to explain. "We belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints." Sidebar: bishops, home teachers, visiting teachers, and members of priesthood quorums and of relief societies all stand ready to help. Of course, your brothers and sisters in the church are not to solve your problems for you, but your brothers and sisters will be at your side to strengthen you, encourage you, and help you. Elder Joseph B. Worthlin of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, from an April 2000 General Conference Address. End of sidebar. End of the story, Great Grandma's Funeral.